For many women wanting to escape domestic violence, often a lack of funds is the major hurdle to leaving. Over the past year, a new housing program called Rapid Rehousing has been helping families overcome that barrier to safety. Across Australia, hundreds of women and children who might otherwise have slept in cars or unsuitable accommodation have been helped. Cathy Van Extel reports.
On Australia Day last year, Yana Valenti and her five-year-old daughter Summer arrived in Melbourne from Perth, full of excitement about a fresh start in life. The 26-year-old had scrimped and saved what she earned as a barmaid, couch surfing in friends' homes to get enough money for the flights. It had been a tough few years for Yana after being forced to flee family violence when her daughter was just one. The violence isn't something Yana likes to talk about, but she relocated to the other side of the country to give her daughter a better life.
I didn't want to be in hospitality anymore, so I decided to do a painting apprenticeship, and all the painting apprenticeships were telling me that they were in Melbourne. So I was in contact with a man that was going to give me accommodation and apprenticeship, and the day that I got here, he said that his daughter had brain cancer or something, and yeah, he was just too full up and couldn't take me anymore.
It was a devastating blow. The job and housing Yana had been counting on were gone. She knew no one in Melbourne and had little money.
So I started to freak out when, you know, that it all just fell through. It wasn't in concrete at all. I used the money that I saved to get here with hotel rooms, and I started running out of the money that I had, so I went to Centrelink, and Centrelink gave me a piece of paper, and Homeground was the first on the piece of paper, so I rang them and they put me in a house that night, and ever since then they're still helping me.
If you hadn't come across the Rapid Rehousing program, what was your worry about what would happen to you and your daughter?
We would probably be on the street. Well, I would have run out of money. That's why I went straight to Centrelink and tried to get help.
Yana and Summer were saved from the streets by an innovative program that's just reached its first anniversary. Rapid Rehousing, run by Melbourne's Launch Housing, formerly known as Homeground, helps victims of domestic violence overcome barriers to renting their own home. In Yana's case, they found her immediate temporary accommodation and then a one-bedroom private rental unit in the southern suburb of Aspendale. Yana quickly found a painting apprenticeship, and 1 year on, she and her daughter are achieving their dream of a better life.
It's helped me get a job, get my apprenticeship. I've got a car now. I've got a house full of staff, and Summer she's actually gone to the same school for a year, you know. We were jumping around in WA from school to school and house to house, so she didn't really know anybody for more than 3 months, you know. So this has really helped, definitely.
For Yana, a small investment by Rapid Rehousing was all that was needed to recover from what could have been a disastrous setback.
Just a little bit of a hand up, you know. When you get that low, then it's hard to see that it can get any better. Yeah, and then things like this, organisations show that you can, you know, when there's no other help.
Since Rapid Rehousing was launched in March last year, 560 women, including 357 children, have benefited. All of them have experienced family violence. Launch Housing CEO Heather Holst says the program has been expanded across Melbourne and into several other states.
Launch Housing's worked with partners in Brisbane, Mica Projects in Brisbane, with RUA in Perth, with some other Melbourne partners, including Safe Steps, Justice Connect, Kildonan, and with the Domestic Violence Crisis Service in Canberra.
The program's being funded by the ARIA Group, which operates realestate.com. The company's provided $1 million over 3 years.
We needn't be hopeless about homelessness, because there's plenty of things that do actually work. And this is a pretty good practical example of it. And it's absolutely fantastic to have private companies are saying, yeah, we can help.
Heather Holst says the program's continuing to be rolled out nationally as part of the funding agreement.
We're now engaged just about with a group in Adelaide and one in Sydney, and then we need to look for the Northern Territory and Tasmania partners, and we have presence in each of the states and territories then. The other thing that's happening is realestate.com, because we're spreading it out further, it makes it, you know, a thinner amount of money. And so they're talking to a lot of their partners about whether they'd be interested in contributing on top of the $200,000 a year that realestate.com have given to this program already.
Domestic violence is the single biggest cause of homelessness in Australia. Rapid rehousing money can be used for rental bonds, debt relief for families who've fallen into arrears, removal costs, the purchase of furniture or white goods, or household security.
This money through REA has just been great because it's so flexible, so we can pay for what a woman identifies she needs most.
Karen Walsh is the CEO of MICA Projects, which operates Brisbane's domestic violence service. In the past year, rapid rehousing has helped 42 local women and their children.
It gives people a bit more self-control than when you're just stuck. You can get very stuck in the economic reality that violence creates. It's not only the physical and traumatic and psychological harm, but there's an economic cost to it all. So this mitigates that a little bit for people, and it means that they can just move on to rebuilding their life in a different community when they need to.
That's certainly the case for Yana Valenti and her young daughter.
It could have gone badly for me, but I can see a future bright.
What are your goals now for the future?
Finish my apprenticeship. I've got a savings account and I'm saving. And yeah, we're going to go on a little holiday and I'm saving for a house.
Good on you, Yana. Yana Valenti. And in that report from Cathy Van Extel.